how important is church doctrine? Part 3. How important is church doctrine? Part 3. Amen. So the ministry of Jesus, it deserves our commitment, deserves our input, it deserves our all, it deserves it all. The ministry of Jesus, it deserves our commitment. In fact, I can even say this, the ministry of Jesus is enough for us to like take insult for. Amen. Like, it's something worth taking insults for. Write that down clearly in your notes. You know, a lot of us, you know, we know what we went through to obtain our degree. We swallowed a lot. Just had to overlook a lot. So there are some simple attitude that we must have towards Christian meetings, towards ministry, that is yet very vital. Amen? I mean, you know what you went through for you to have your certificate, right? Amen. So ministry deserves much more. Say ministry deserves much more. Also, your meditation on this consciousness must be day and night, right? Your meditation on ministry consciousness must be day and night. It must be day and night. It must be day and night. Your meditation on the consciousness of ministry must be day and night. See my meditation? On the consciousness of ministry must be day and night. I'm just sure the day I will catch you that you scatter out this thing like this. Eh? Your meditation on the consciousness of ministry must be day and night. Day and night. Stop having days that ministry does not dominate your mind. Eh? Don't have days that you don't just think anything, you don't send anything about ministry. No, 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 no. Also, sorry, I'm just starting gradually. Also, do your friends actually know you as a minister of the gospel? Just write those rhetorical questions. Write it down. Do your friends know you as a minister of the gospel? Or once you are with them, you just try and behave normal. Like, I'm a normal person. You don't want to look weird, right? Oh, no, no. Same ministry is my default. Also, when you are alone, remember that message? When you are alone, you know, hope you are growing beyond allowing your old you to catch up with you. You are growing beyond that. Your old aspiration, etc. Hope you are growing above that. Amen. I can remember there was one young lady that came to our house one day. I didn't know when last I was upset like that last time. I didn't even talk despite the upsetness. You know? And she saw the way we go to church almost every day, the way the only other thing we do everything for is just ministry. And she was, she's not like this. And she was bold enough to ask my wife, is this how you want to live your life? A lady has not even graduated, actually graduated. Is this how you want to live your life? So how do you want to live your own life? That's the question. I said, tomorrow, since it's vexing me.
This house you want to live in.
That's enough. One. Drop that camera. Let's be fight. You can see the camera. Okay, don't mind me. Also, please write this down, especially ladies. So, Shahid Biyari is not a ministry. Hey, it's not a ministry. Oh, there's a way that thing usually legally tell some ladies or some women that don't worry, you don't do pushing again. You don't. Evangelism is not for you. Long prayer is not for you. It's not a ministry. Family planning is in Christ. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, and also, please, this is different from most things that you have been used to before. Well, this is a short charge. I will get to preaching soon. So, this is different from most things that you have been used to before. It's different. If you have an history of loyalty, you can't bring that here. You can't. Like, if you are the type that you hardly follow anything, that you don't give your all to things, you can't push that. You can't. This is different. Amen. These are days of foundations. These are days that we are building backbone, building structures. These are not days that you like you allow disloyalty to flop with your mind. Amen, amen. Praise God. Also, these are not the days of self-crush for self-crush, love for convenience. No. These are days for work. At work. You have no free time, at least for now. No hobby for now. No outing for now. No side talk for now. I'm very serious. No hobby for now. No extra for now. All you have is preach the gospel, take care of a family, then work for a living. At least until we get what we are looking for. Amen, amen. So in ministry, all those type of things, disloyalty, love for convenience, you deal with it. You deal with it. Okay, now. So how important is church doctrine? Part 3. So doctrine is that structural pillar that holds the church in place. It's that structural pillar that holds the church in place. Once the church discard doctrine, we are heading for the ditch. Once we discard that thing that is called doctrine, once we are not firm on things, I've been into churches where you can actually come and preach anything and you go scot-free. If you are, they can invite a deeper life minister, he will preach, they will be happy. Next Sunday, invite an MFM minister, they will preach, they will be happy. Next Sunday, invite a Catholic minister, he will still preach and be happy. Next Sunday, you can even invite an unbeliever, he will still preach, he will still say glory to God. That's not a church. A church is firm on doctrine, because that's what made us who we are. Are you with me? This sound doctrine is to be endured. 2 Timothy chapter 4 is to be endured. Because the truth is that, in fact, why being hypocritical? We don't endure things because they are evil, no? For instance, some of you have to endure your parents for how long? You leave your house, you left the house, right? Huh? Is it because they are evil? No. Some of you have to endure just graduating in school. That's after your final paper, what do you do? Huh? Instagram, DP, final paper. So, not because your course was evil, but you endured it, right? So, also, sound doctrine is something to be endured for life. That's the difference. You endure your parents till you got out of the house. You endure your degree, your school until you got your degree. But sound doctrine is actually to be endured for life. Amen, amen. So 2 Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1. Sorry, let's start preaching now. I shall thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. 2, preach the word the instant. Everybody look at the Bible, empty talk. The instant in what? Season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all what? Long suffering and doctrine. Verse 3. Want to go, everybody? Let's read. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they shall heap up to themselves teachers, having itchy ears. Verse 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Endure, there is a Greek word, ankomai, A-N-E-C-H-O-M-A-I, A-N-E-C-H-O-M-A-I. It means to sustain something, to bear with something. You must bear with it. You must bear with doctrinal pattern. You must not get tired of it. It will not look juicy. No. It will not look popular. Sound doctrine does not attract popularity. It does not attract the crowd. It does not attract. It's not. It may not be popular, but it must be endured. It does not. Funny enough, it does not bring in money. That's the truth. That's the truth about sound doctrine. It does not bring in money. If you are looking for, if you are looking for money, you have to put in some juice, some sauce, right? Also, sound doctrine is not meant for the theological schools. Some people are saying, since we are doing this church, ought to be done in a Bible school. That was the mistake. Church ought to be a Bible school. Church ought to be a place where doctrine is, overemphasized. It's meant for saints. It's not meant for the theological schools. It's meant for saints. Not for few, but for all. Say not for few. Come on, speak. Say not for few, brethren. Say it's for all. Thank you. Acts chapter 20, verse 26. Acts 20. Wherefore, 26, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. 28, take it therefore unto yourself and to the all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to do what? To feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. See the reason. 29, for I know this, that after my departing, shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. 31, therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. That's strong. 32, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. Verse 33, want to go? Let's read. Yes. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. It was doctrine that taught him that pattern. It was doctrine. Next verse, verse 34, want to go? Nay, you yourself know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. 35, want to go? I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said it is more worth blessed to give than to receive. Amen. So we saw the pattern. Or let me say it this way. When we see doctrine, we also see ministry pattern after doctrine. There's a ministry pattern after doctrine. We can't come to church. We can't come to church and every week. This week we are buying brand new keyboards. So everybody, you are sowing half of your salary. Next month we are buying brand new pulpit, which is we sell a pulpit on Amazon. The pulpit has got 2.5 million. Brethren, you know, if you put the pulpit here, Jesus will be more glorified. Hallelujah. So can you just go and sell everything you have, sell your attachments, sell your hair, and let's get a pulpit. If we keep doing stuff, that means we don't respect doctrine. That's the truth. So keep ministry doctrine. Gives us a pattern for ministry. That's what I'm saying. For instance, I am saying something in this place. Please, it's not just me. I said, if you are, in fact, let me raise the bar. If you are an unserious Christian,
It is evil for me to keep collecting your big seed. Come for evangelism, you don't come. Come for prayer, you don't come. But every Sunday, you just want to say, Pastor, I have this 50K for your transport and have another 100K for the church. And you want to be doing that consistently, and you don't want to pick the responsibility of Christianity consistently. I would be evil to encourage you in that. Say doctrine gives us a pattern. Because this is the reason why we are here. We are not here because of building. We are not here because of flimsy things. Doctrine brings us together.
Brought us together.
It is not just me. It's why are we here? If we can all be convinced, persuaded of why we are here, then we know that it is evil for a church to say, yes, we are doing building project, and you are carrying your miserable church envelope to unbelievers come and be supporting your building project. Preach the word. Say, no, give us your money. So we saw something from Paul here. He said, how you ought to labor to support the weak and to remembering the word of Jesus saying it is more blessed to give than to receive. Go back to 2 Timothy 3 verse 10. Oh, this will not be long. 2 Timothy 3, 10. Amen, amen. There are some things we don't do for the sake of doctrine. E.g., for instance, we know that if we have enough professionals in this place, if you want to span, be spanning one nice, awesome concert every month with plenty of instrumentalists, or more instruments than this, etc., you know we can. And guess what? You know it will bring people. But doctrine will say no. Don't do that. There's a problem in Yoruba that the lady that you married from the Etmina, from the club, what will take her away? Eh? A better club, take her away. Sorry, when you convert your proverbs from Yoruba to English, it loses some of its power. But if we attracted you to church with what? With songs, with shake your. If that's what we used to. I guess I should not be singing that song again. If we use that to attract you to church, we have to use it to sustain you. That means as I preach maybe just 20 minutes or so now, I say, and still will be getting bored. Oh, yeah, IJ, come and give us another style. You have suffered that way. Amen. 2 Timothy 3 verse 10. Come on, let's read together. I want to go. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life. Stop. See the connection. Doctrine. What's the next thing? Manner of life. Purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience. So soundness in doctrine, it will frame our conduct in ministry. When you are sound in doctrine, it will frame us. It will frame us. We won't pursue frivolities. We won't just pursue things at the expense of people. There are a lot of things that we can do very perfectly. Very perfect. Far more than very big people. But doctrine gives us a pattern. Gives us a way. So, also write this down. Soundness in doctrine makes people more profitable in the ministry. When you give people doctrine, they will be more profitable. They will know why they are here. If for instance, if the church is not different from a club, a day will come to that somebody like I just say, but is it not singing we do in church? I can also do the same for this club now, and I just go every Friday night, and they will pay me, and it's not because you have not placed premium on why they singing. That's why here before you sing, we teach you. Sorry, this is why we sing. Is it? Amen.
So see Acts 11, verse 19.
Don't just send people out because you saw Brad Divine. Yes, the Brad Divine was just going, he just lay hands on one madman and at his house junction, the guy just said, "Pwah!" The guy was just, he said, "Ah, Divine." Ah, just said the Lord. You are the next pastor going to where? Going to California. Hallelujah. I know you dress like a California pastor. No, I'm asking all of you today. Seriously. Just wait till after seven. No, your next pastor going to California. You will preach the gospel. Huh? Your fame will go wide and far and wide. Guys, receiving it. No. You must ensure his course 18 is exam. Not when you pick my crown. No, that's not the point. Not just I'm a big tongues brother. No, you know big tongues brother? Yeah, big Bible. Yeah, just come here. Ah. Oh yeah. Don't be listening tongues. The same Acts 11:19. Now they which, see this scenario, this is so sad. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose upon Stephen, travel as far as Peneus and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but to the what? Jews only. Why? They were not solid. Like the disciples of Peter. You are not solid. Imagine I'm carrying the ghost and just say, okay, yeah, I got to Kaduna. I'm still looking for Yoruba alone. It's something like that. You know, that's it. So, you know, all these outsiders know they are outside salvation. God has his own way of saving them, something like that. The doctrine will make us more effective in ministry. So it will look slow, it will look sluggish. It is, remember the way what we studied last time? Like I said, when we were talking about mathematics, right? Huh? That you can easily say Pythagoras theorem, A squared plus B squared plus C squared, right? And you get the answer. But the man said, yes, I know that you know the answer. But now, prove the same thing from first principle. Eh? Let's just use a shortcut. No. In fact, fasting is not a shortcut to understanding doctrine. Everybody has gone to the mountain to fast. You will see how to come down and what and learn. When you are done fasting, you can come and sit down. You fast too. You fast too. You pray. Try us. Yeah? But if there are no shortcuts to this. So, running up on this gradually now.
So also, please, practice, especially workers and ministers, learn to give allowance for the man that understands doctrine. I didn't mean money allowance. I mean, allow him in your heart. Let me find another way of saying it. Relate with him or her with more soft spots. Or let me put this another way. Or let him or her have your quicker forgiveness. Not for his sake, but for the sake of doctrine. Some people wonder that, this man of God, how can a man of God be supporting APC? How can a man of God be doing this? How can a man of God be doing the worry every day? How can a man of God, and you guys are not talking, you're not talking.
Let go.
There's a greater good. There's a greater good more than APC. Hope you understand. Relate with such a man with your soul. Let him have your quicker forgiveness. What another man of God that is making money in Lagos will do and just put it on Facebook, when that one does, what do you do? Just quiet. Why? Why? Attacking him is attacking doctrine. That may sound controversial, but write that down and maybe we'll undo it later, we'll talk about this. Depends of, rules of engagement. So, 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth,
But be thou an example of the believers in what? In word. Say in word. You say in word. Say I'm a bit sound in my word. Also in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Now, of all mentioned there, we add word, conversation, charity, spirit, faith. Now, see what he mentioned again. 13, want to go? Till I come, give attendance to what? Exhortation and to what? To doctrine. Doctrine. 14, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee with the laying of hands of the presbytery. Verse 15, want to go again? Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. 16, like it's not enough. Want to go? Take it to thyself and to the what again? Doctrine. Doctrine again. Continue in them, for in so doing, you shall both save thyself and them thy head. So, you can see the take it for doctrine. So, why the it for the doctrine? See, I beg you. Never sacrifice doctrinal sanity for anything in Christianity. Don't do it. The wife is not ready to maintain doctrine with you. She does not have to be preaching. She does not have to preach. It's not a family collab. It's not the most the greatest financier among your workers. He's saying does not send doctrine. Remove him. Never sacrifice it for anything. In fact, don't sacrifice doctrine for good morals. I'm sorry for saying that way. Because good morals is part of doctrine. But don't say, do you understand what I'm saying? Don't say, what do you know? You're not seeing it in your life. You see it in his life. Never sacrifice that accurate Bible interpretation. That's what I'm saying. Never sacrifice that accurate Bible interpretation for anything. There we have almost close to half of our people that will be here now in different places doing fine. Doing fine. Why? Doctrine. They understood the don't go outside this perimeter. Well, very soon, that preacher's portfolio, that is still something that I'll make all of you memorize it. When the exam of that one is coming, tell you. Memorize it. This is my portfolio. It's not my business to carry, to buy, and marry into nobody. Amen. So, don't sacrifice that accurate Bible interpretation. Don't be fun to use. Somebody just asked me on Facebook, said, Pastor, can you just speak a word to my life this morning? Or, what is the word for this season? I said, Baba, have you read your Bible today? I said, I'll read that later, but can you just speak to my life? What for today? There's no word for today. Bible for today. Say Bible for today. Also, don't look at your situation before looking to the word. Study the Bible for the sake of the Bible. Don't say because you are bailless, bullless, you are now looking at the Bible with a screen of what? Baillessness. Anywhere you just see Anna, the next thing you are just popping into your mind is Penina. That this is Penina that took away. Just like one message I preached years ago, God has forgiven me. I called the message Rachel's Wedding Night. I said, brethren, I said, do you know what can happen to you at the peak of your breakthrough? Rachel was already married to, was already betrothed, no, about to be married to, what is his name? Is it Jacob or Jacob? I said, but something happened at that night. Oh! And I said, I have no doubt. And Rachel was removed from her birthright or something. And she had to wait for the next 7 years. Brethren, be on your feet. Let's pray. Hey! Guess what? Where am I preaching? Campus. People don't have GP yet. They are praying so that their wedding night will not be exchanged or something. Amen. When you are looking at the Bible with the eyes of Slappies. So, study the Bible for the sake of the Bible, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, then in your study, you will now allow what you are seeing to affect your life. See what I'm saying? I'm saying, to study the Bible correctly, don't have a situation in your mind. I am poor. I am looking for a job. In fact, I'm looking for, of course, I know I can give a little allowance to healings, but you don't just have one kind of view in your eyes. Then with that, you now look at the Bible. No, study the Bible as a material on its own, itself. For instance, if you are, even about healing, if you are bothered about this healing, you will never see the truth on the other people. Never see it. Like you never see it. You will never be able to interpret it correctly. So I'm saying, how do you look at the Bible? Look at the Bible for the sake of the Bible. Then you will now allow the understanding you are seeing to what affects your life. Don't say, no, I put a screen of joblessness before me. Therefore, anywhere I see Jacob supplanter, you know, yes, that's God speaking to me. This I'm going to make it say, okay, now he separated the just like one man of God, I said that. Say the Bible taught him how to solve for that mass. No, say for that mass. Say how? Say he was reading Exodus. Say and he saw how God. He said, I think God told him. Say, can you see how he divided the sea? Say into left and right. Yeah. Say the same thing. That is a simultaneous equation. You understand? So put it into two different what? Can you use that right? 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 1. Look at the Bible, looking for holiness, marriage, power, are all corny way to make you misinterpret the scripture. So Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son, in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord, as I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they preach no other doctrine. Say no other doctrine. Say no other doctrine. Imagine this was his introductory letter, and what he was saying immediately is ensure that nobody preaches no other doctrine. So we must not hold this with levity. No, we must not be callous about this. So people can say almost anything from the Bible and get away with it as long as there is no sanctification around. People can say anything. There was a day I saw how Kevin was battling with somebody at the gym, just cornering the guy. It was a woman then. Cornering. I said, no, it can't be that. But I think they were discussing about the Holy Ghost then. That's awesome. You are around. Don't allow false doctrines to just pass by you. Stop it and challenge it. You are licensed to stop and challenge false doctrines. You are licensed. God licensed you that way. They have a duty. Even Satan quoted the Bible and almost got away with it. Like he misquoted, and he was quoting in Psalm 90, Psalm 91. And you say, thou shalt, yeah, you just have to correct him. You know, that's not what he's saying. So, don't allow it to happen around you. Also, at times, men can say good things with the worst of intention. That's more common nowadays. Can say good things with the worst of intention. It's just like a man in rebellion. He will say anything to prove that he is right. That's the point. Because don't forget, rebellion is a journey. Why are people, because like, for instance, why are people driving this so-called prosperity thing out of portion? It is because of the destination in their mind. And the man in rebellion will do anything to achieve that destination. That's the terrible thing about man. That means he has something in his mind. He will now use anything. Say Jesus multiply five loaves and two fish. Yes? So, five loaves and two fish. It cannot finish. How many years? Just multiply, give wine. Okay. So where is the wine now? Is he selling it? Amen? I mean, just to overemphasize a matter because of what you want to achieve. That one day, I said, man of God made the point. Say, well, a lot of you are just concerned. Say, you left
You are just concerned about the intangible riches in Christ. And you are concerned, I mean, you are living material things, and you are just after intangible things. Intangible because of money. God redemption is intangible. The movie is invisible. Is it intangible? Is it intangible? So don't encourage any man in rebellion, okay? Don't encourage. Now, lastly, there are two parasites and I know around false doctrine. Two parasites that they are the driver that promotes false doctrine. Number one, it's either that performance mindset / legalism. Performance mindset. I want to do it. I need some accolade. I deserve some, you know, commendation. That performance mindset. And number two, money / comfort. Those two things, they are the enemies of sound doctrine. Performance mindset, then money and comfort. You see people that uses these two, they will have less relevance. They will have less relevance for the epistle. You will not see them read the epistle so much. They will discard Bible interpretation. They will use bits of juicy things for people to buy into it. Juicy thing. That's where I am now. Eh? God will do it. God will give you a job. They will not see their emphasis on ministry. So, brethren, bad doctrine, false doctrine, bad doctrine is a threat to Christianity. And I say this to you, it has brought us down before. It will again if we allow it. False doctrine has brought us down before. It will bring us down again if we allow it. Prayer cannot do what sound doctrine will do. Fasting cannot. We all have to make people disciples of the word. Matthew 28, it says, "Your power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Go ye what therefore, based on this, right? Teaching all nations. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." To make people students of the word. To disciple people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let God my short shout to you this morning. False doctrine must not be condoned around you. So put out the word. Don't have colleagues, parents, etc. that you mislead from the truth of God's word. Start from your own colony, start from your house, start from your landlord, start from that woman that rings the bell every morning, passes through your window. Start from her. Oh, the caller, madam. Let's look at this thing that you are shouting every morning. Be on duty. Be on duty. Help maintain this sanity of the body. This, what you are doing right now is we are doing sanitation. Let's clean things off. Amen. Remember the time we have fought the war of earring. Earring. That is the same gold that they used to make the molten calf. Say, yeah. Earring. It was the tool of the rebellion of Israel in those days. That is why they didn't. When they say, but you know God that gave them the same earring? Remember, students come and borrow from the Egyptian. They collected gold and all manner from them. And when we now look at everything very well now, so that even actually anything, you can actually use anything to displease God. It's not about hearing. Praise God. It's not the same wisdom that God gave Solomon. That wisdom used to what? To slap God back. For the war of trouser. Ladies, trouser. Keep on wearing your trouser. Keep on wearing, hearing my sister. Jesus is coming back. Imagine, praise and worship. How will that church be? Praise and worship. It's like a threat to say, God is doing at the end. Brother, keep on doing. You are having days ago. I'll be keep on wearing slim trousers, my brother. Jesus. After that war, then he came and Naira. Era of what? Yeah. Attachment. That one is worse. King of the ghost. He said, these things. And you know, some of us actually believe then that they actually produce attachment from the ocean. Until one day they say, why should they produce this from the ocean? Why is it there that they cannot produce? I had to google it years ago that where they produce attachment. It just comes to. Amen. Praise God. That we are backward in technology does not mean that everything that is imported is coming from what? From where? From the ocean. Man in kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we help maintain sound doctrine. I didn't know how people know how not to enter heaven than how to enter heaven. We know how not to ask them. So how do I enter? Well, I just pray for grace. I thought you have fired you. So how do we get it? It's by the grace. It's not the same grace we are preaching to you. Hallelujah. Say, I help maintain the unity of the body. Say, I give myself to sound doctrine. I don't allow false doctrine to escape my grasp. If it's going, I will grab it and I will hack it. Hallelujah. Say, I'm an ambassador of sound doctrine. See, as a church, we give ourselves to this. We don't back down. Okay, good morning, everybody. Hope you are fine. Peace. Please greet somebody that wants to really be talking to.